Welcome back, everyone. We're diving deep into the world of marketing automation today. We're looking at this article titled, What is Marketing Automation? And, I think we all kind of have an idea of what it is, but the goal here is to really understand, like, why does this matter now, you know, more than ever? And how is it being used across different industries? And we've got some really cool examples from e-commerce businesses using it to recover abandoned shopping carts up to 15%, which is incredible, to AI completely transforming this space. So I'm really excited to dive in.
Yeah, and it's fascinating to see how marketing automation has really moved beyond just automating tasks, right? It's about creating this personalized and seamless experience for your customers. It's also like having like a dedicated team for each individual customer working 24/7.
Wow, that's a powerful image.
And so
it's come a long way from just like
basic email scheduling, right? Yeah. Oh, absolutely. You know, we've gone from those like simple email blasts to sophisticated AI-driven platforms that can like predict customer desires. And it really reflects, I think, how digital marketing has had to adapt to meet the ever-increasing expectations that we have as consumers, right? We expect like personalized experiences. And businesses are realizing that they need to deliver that on a large scale.
Right. Yeah, absolutely.
So let's break down some of the core components of this marketing automation system. The article mentions lead management, email marketing, customer segmentation, and analytics. But some of these terms like lead scoring and lead nurturing, they still sound a little bit like jargon to me. Can you kind of break that down?
Of course. Yeah. So think of lead management as a way to guide potential customers towards making a purchase, right? And lead scoring helps prioritize your efforts by ranking potential customers based on their level of interest.
Yeah.
So for example, right, someone who downloads multiple resources from your website might have a higher lead score than someone who just, you know, signed up for your newsletter. Okay, yeah, that makes sense. So then lead nurturing would be like the next step.
Exactly. It's all about providing valuable information to these leads to keep them engaged and move them closer to making that purchase. Mm-hmm. So for example, let's say someone downloaded a guide about gardening, right? Lead nurturing might involve sending them a series of emails with additional tips, product recommendations, or even invitations to like online gardening workshops.
So instead of just sending like a generic sales pitch, you're kind of like building a relationship and providing value over time.
Exactly. Yeah. That personalized approach is key. And speaking of personalization, that's where customer segmentation comes in. It's all about dividing your audience into specific groups so you can tailor your message even further. So imagine you're a clothing retailer, right? You wouldn't send the same email promoting swimwear to someone who's living in Alaska as you would to someone in Florida.
That's a great point. I've never thought of it that way. But wouldn't all of that like take a lot of time and effort to manage?
That's where the beauty of automation really comes in, right? It's going to take those repetitive tasks off your plate. And what's even more impressive is the analytics component. Like, these platforms track everything. Opens, clicks, conversions. It's like having a marketing detective working for you 24/7.
Yeah, so that data can be incredibly valuable, I imagine. But I also imagine with all this power, it must come with its own set of challenges, right? Like, what are some of the things that businesses might trip up on, you know, or need to watch out for when they're getting into automation?
Yeah, one common pitfall is implementing automation without a clear strategy or really understanding its capabilities. You know, businesses can get excited about all the bells and whistles, but they don't always stop to think if it actually aligns with their goals or if it's actually adding value for their customers.
Right, like buying the latest gadget, but not having a recipe in mind. Like, will you actually use it?
Mm. Exactly, yeah. So before you even think about implementation, you need to define your goals and really think about how automation can help you reach them. You know, are you struggling with lead nurturing? Do you want to streamline your email marketing? Once you have that clear vision, then you can choose the right tools and strategies.
Okay, so it's like having a blueprint for your like automation journey, right? Mm-hmm. Knowing where you want to go before you even start building. So once you have that blueprint in place, what's kind of like the next crucial step?
The data. You know, getting your data in order is really like laying the foundation for a house. You know, if your data is scattered, inaccurate, or incomplete, you know, your automation efforts are going to crumble. You really need to invest the time in cleaning it, organizing it, and integrating it.
So it's about creating like that single source of truth for all your customer information, right?
Yeah.
But that must be like quite an undertaking, you know, especially for a small business.
It can seem daunting, yeah. But the long-term benefits definitely outweigh the initial effort. Think of it as an investment that's going to pay dividends for years to come. You know, clean data allows for accurate segmentation. which is crucial for delivering those personalized messages that we talked about earlier.
Right. Yeah, that makes sense. But I could also see how personalization, you know, with all the data privacy concerns these days, could be a little bit tricky, right? So how do you find that balance between tailoring the experience, but also respecting people's privacy?
That's a really critical consideration. You know, you need to be transparent about what data you're collecting, mm-hmm. how you're using it, and what benefits customers are receiving in return. It's not just about complying with regulations. It's about building trust.
Right. So you're being upfront, but you're also being respectful while you're trying to personalize their experience. But then also, I could see how automation, if not done carefully, could lead to like really generic messages, right? Like, how do you make sure it doesn't lose that human touch?
Yeah, I think that's where finding the right balance comes in. You know, automation shouldn't replace human interaction altogether. It's a tool to enhance our capabilities, not to erase that human element.
Right. It's like, you know, using a calculator, it can help you, you know, with complex calculations, but you still need to understand like the concepts behind the numbers.
Exactly. You need humans involved in the process,
yeah.
you know, monitoring the data, analyzing results, and intervening when necessary. So, for example, you might use automation to send personalized emails, but then have a sales representative follow up with a phone call for a more personal touch.
So it's finding that synergy between like the automation and the human interaction.
So speaking of, you know, finding the right tools and the right balance, like how do you even choose the right automation tool? Because it feels like there's so many out there.
There are.
Yeah, it can be overwhelming. But just like shopping for a car, right? You need to consider your needs, your budget, and your long-term goals.
Yeah.
So start by defining like your must-have features. What level of support do you need? And can the platform integrate with your existing systems?
So it's not just going for like the shiniest one or the most expensive one. It's really like finding a reliable vehicle for your specific journey, right?
Precisely, yeah. And it's also important to think about user friendliness. Because if your team finds the platform difficult to navigate, it won't matter how powerful it is.
Right. And I imagine like training and support is also really important.
Absolutely.
Make the most of it.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Investing in training is key to maximize your return on investment. You know, your team needs to know how to use the platform effectively, how to analyze the data, and make adjustments based on those insights. It's like learning a new language. You need the guidance and the practice to become fluent.
Okay, so we've talked about the tools, we've talked about, you know, the data, but now let's talk about content because, you know, it's not just about sending automated messages, it's about what you say, right?
Absolutely, yeah. Content is still king, even in the automated world. It doesn't matter how fancy your tools are if your content is boring, irrelevant, or poorly written.
Right, it's like having a beautiful car, but with a sputtering engine. You know, it might look impressive, but it's not going to get you very far.
Exactly. You need to invest the time in crafting high-quality content that resonates with your target audience. You know, really understand their needs, their pain points, and provide solutions through valuable and engaging content.
Right, so it's showing your expertise, but also, like, providing those solutions. But where's that line, you know, between providing information and being salesy?
It's a delicate dance. And it definitely takes practice. You know, you don't want to come across as overly salesy, but you also need to make it clear how your offerings can benefit your audience. So one effective strategy is to focus on storytelling.
Storytelling. I usually associate that with like novels and movies, not marketing emails.
Right. But stories are powerful, even in the marketing world. They can help us connect with people emotionally and make your messages more memorable. So for example, you could use customer testimonials to share real life examples of how your product solved a specific problem.
So you're adding that human element. It's not just like a transaction. You're making them feel like they're part of something bigger.
Exactly, yeah. Stories help bring your brand to life and make people feel something. And don't underestimate the power of humor, right? A well-placed joke or anecdote can make your messages more engaging.
Right, it makes people smile. And they leave with a positive feeling about your brand. So we've talked about like the words, but what about like the visuals? Like what role do they play in all of this?
Visuals are incredibly important. You know, they grab attention, they convey information quickly, and they evoke emotions. And in the world of automation, where you're competing for attention, you know, in crowded inboxes, visuals can really make your messages stand out.
Right, it's the difference between a plain text email and one with beautiful images and graphics.
Exactly. Visuals make your messages more appealing. They can help you tell your story more effectively. And, you know, a well-chosen image or video can often convey more than words ever could.
Yeah, like they say, a picture is worth a thousand words, right? But with so many different visual formats out there, are there like specific types that work particularly well?
You know, the key is to choose high quality visuals that are relevant to your message and your brand. You know, avoid generic stock photos. Try to find unique and eye-catching images. Experiment with different formats like infographics, GIFs, even short videos can make your messages more dynamic.
So it's really about being creative and finding ways to like capture attention and make your content stand out. So let's talk about a classic channel, email marketing. Like, how does automation enhance like that traditional channel?
You know, email is still a powerhouse, and automation can take it to a whole new level. Imagine a system that sends personalized messages at the perfect time, tailored to each subscriber's journey.
That sounds like a team of like email ninjas.
Yeah.
Working 24/7.
That's a great image, yeah. And one of the most effective techniques is using drip campaigns. You know, those sequences of emails that are sent automatically based on, you know, triggers or time intervals, they're incredibly effective for lead nurturing, onboarding new customers, and just keeping people engaged.
So you're creating like a personalized roadmap for each subscriber, guiding them along their journey with your brand. But how do you make sure that those drip campaigns are actually like effective and don't just become another form of spam?
Yeah, you know, first you need a clear goal for each campaign. Like, are you trying to nurture leads, promote a product, or just build brand awareness? And then map out the journey. Make sure each email provides value, whether it's educational content, exclusive offers, or personalized recommendations. And always offer a clear and easy way for people to opt out if they're not interested.
So you're respecting their time and their inbox, but you're still providing that valuable content. But I imagine like crafting these sequences must be quite complex.
It definitely requires planning and testing. Experiment with different subject lines, messaging, visuals, and call to actions to see what resonates with your audience. Treat it like a science experiment.
I love that. Constantly testing and tweaking to find the winning formula. So we've talked a lot about, you know, nurturing leads, but what about like attracting them in the first place? Lead generation itself. Like, how does automation play a role there?
Yeah, lead generation is the lifeblood of any business. And automation can play a really vital role. One of the most effective strategies is using content marketing. So blog posts, ebooks, webinars, anything that attracts your target audience and encourages them to engage with your brand.
Right, you're drawing them in with valuable content. That shows your expertise and addresses their pain points. So once you've got their attention, how do you then nurture them and turn them into customers?
That's where automation can really shine. Once someone interacts with your content, maybe they download an ebook or sign up for a webinar, you can use automation to guide them through that sales funnel. Imagine sending a personalized email series that provides more in-depth information, case studies, maybe even special offers.
So it's like a personalized sales assistant for each lead.
Exactly.
Guiding them along. But with so many different touch points, like, how do you keep track of it all and make sure you're delivering the right message at the right time?
That's where automation tools become really invaluable. You know, they track each lead's progress through the funnel, allowing you to see what content they're engaging with, what pages they're visiting, where they might be getting stuck. And then you can use this data to refine your messaging and ensure you're providing the most relevant information at each stage.
So it's like a marketing detective, piecing together the clues and optimizing the process for each lead. So it's not just email and content, right? What about like social media? It seems like automation would be a good fit there.
Absolutely, yeah. Social media is another channel where automation can be incredibly effective.
I can see how it would be helpful for like scheduling posts, right? Instead of being glued to your phone all day, you can automate that, make sure you have consistent presence. But what about like engaging with people? Can you really automate that?
It can definitely play a role. Mm-hmm. You know, while you'll always want to maintain a genuine human presence, automation can help with tasks like monitoring mentions of your brand, responding to common questions, and even identifying potential leads or influencers who might be interested in your products or services.
So it's like having a social media assistant working in the background, and then you're freed up to focus on like more strategic tasks and those conversations that really need a human touch. What about customer support? Can you use automation there?
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, think about those chatbots we discussed earlier. They can handle those common questions and requests, allowing your human support team to focus on those more complex issues that require, you know, empathy and problem-solving skills.
So it's like having a frontline team of like virtual assistants ready to help 24/7. But I imagine there are times when You know, a human touch is really needed. So how do you make sure that automation doesn't become a barrier between you and your customers?
Yeah, that's where thoughtful implementation and ongoing monitoring is key. You know, you need to design your automated systems in a way that allows for seamless transitions to human support when necessary.
So it's like a hybrid approach. You're combining the efficiency of automation, but with the personal touch of human interaction.
Exactly. And I think it's also important to be mindful of the ethical considerations surrounding marketing automation.
Yeah, that's a really important point. Like any powerful tool, you know, we need to make sure we're using it responsibly. So what are some of the key ethical considerations that businesses should keep in mind?
You know, data privacy is paramount. We've touched on this a bit already, but it's worth reiterating. Be transparent about what data you're collecting, how you're using it. Give people control over their information and the ability to opt out if they choose. Don't bombard them with irrelevant messages or make promises you can't keep. You know, it's about building trust and lasting relationships, not just chasing those quick conversions.
Right. It's using automation as a force for good to make the customer experience better and build a brand that people want to be a part of. But I'm sure there are potential downsides as well. What are some pitfalls that businesses need to watch out for?
Yeah, of course. One challenge is the potential for over-reliance on automation, leading to a disconnect with your audience. You know, it's important to find that right balance. And remember that automation should enhance, not replace, human interaction.
Right. It's like relying too heavily on your GPS navigation. You know, you might get to your destination faster, but you miss out on discovering those hidden gems along the way.
That's a great analogy. You know, it's about finding that balance between efficiency and that human touch.
Hmm.
And, you know, we'll dive deeper into these challenges and potential pitfalls in part three, where we'll also explore the future of marketing automation.
Okay, well, I can't wait. We're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back with part two of our deep dive.
You know, it's interesting. A lot of the challenges with marketing automation really stem from how we use it. Not so much like the technology itself. We have these incredible tools, but they need to be wielded responsibly, right?
Yeah, it's like having a powerful sports car. You need to know how to handle it.
Exactly. And one common mistake I see is businesses adopting automation without a clear strategy or real understanding of what it can achieve. They get excited about all the features, but they don't always consider if it actually aligns with their goals or if it's actually adding value for their customers.
Right? It's like buying that fancy new kitchen gadget, but you don't have a recipe in mind.
Exactly. So before you even think about implementation, you got to define your goals, right? How can automation help you reach those goals? Are you struggling with lead nurturing? Do you want to streamline your email marketing? Once you have that clear vision, then you can choose the right tools and strategies.
Okay, so it's like you need a blueprint for your automation journey. You got to know where you're going before you even start building. So once you have that blueprint, what's like the next crucial step?
The data. Getting your data in order is really like laying the foundation for a house, right? If your data is scattered, inaccurate, or incomplete, your automation efforts are going to crumble. You really got to invest the time to clean it, organize it, integrate it.
So it's about creating that single source of truth for your customer information. But that sounds like a lot of work.
It can be daunting. But the long-term benefits far outweigh the initial effort. Think of it as an investment, right? It's going to pay dividends for years to come. Clean data allows for accurate segmentation, which is crucial for delivering those personalized messages that we talked about.
Right. Yeah, that makes sense. But I could also see how personalization, with all the data privacy concerns today, could be a little tricky. So how do you strike that balance between tailoring the experience, but also respecting people's privacy?
That's a critical consideration. You need to be transparent about what data you're collecting, how you're using it, and what benefits customers are receiving in return. It's not just about complying with regulations. It's about building trust.
Right. So you're being upfront, you're being respectful, but you're also trying to personalize their experience. But then also, I could see how automation, if not done well, could lead to like really generic messages. How do you make sure that it doesn't lose that human touch?
Yeah, I think that's where finding the right balance comes in. Automation shouldn't replace human interaction altogether. It's a tool to enhance our capabilities, not to erase the human element.
Right, it's like using a calculator. It can help you with complex calculations, but you still need to understand the concepts behind the numbers.
Exactly. You need humans involved in the process, monitoring the data, analyzing the results, and intervening when necessary. So for example, you might use automation to send personalized emails, but then have a sales representative follow up with a phone call. for more personal touch.
So it's finding that synergy between the automation and the human interaction. So speaking of finding the right tools and the right balance, how do you even choose the right automation tool? Because it feels like there are so many out there.
Yeah, there are. It can be overwhelming, but just like shopping for a car, you need to consider your needs, your budget, and your long-term goals. So start by defining like your must-have features, the level of support that you need. Can the platform integrate with your existing systems?
So it's not just going for the shiniest one or the most expensive one. It's about finding the right vehicle for your specific journey.
Precisely. And it's also really important to think about user friendliness. Because if your team finds the platform difficult to navigate, it won't matter how powerful it is.
Right. And I imagine training and support are really important to really make the most of it.
Absolutely. Investing in training is key to maximizing your return on investment. Your team needs to know how to use the platform effectively, how to analyze the data and make adjustments based on those insights. It's like learning a new language, right? You need the guidance and the practice to become fluent.
So we've talked about the tools, we've talked about the data. Now let's talk about the content. Because it's not just about sending automated messages, it's about what you say.
Absolutely. Content is still king, even in the automated world. You know, it doesn't matter how fancy your tools are. Yeah. If your content is boring, irrelevant, or poorly written.
Right. It's like having a beautiful car, but the engine's sputtering.
Exactly.
It might look impressive, but it's not going to get you very far.
You need to invest the time in crafting high-quality content that resonates with your target audience. Understand their needs, their pain points, and provide solutions through valuable and engaging content.
So it's about showing your expertise, but also providing those solutions. How do you walk that line between providing information and being like salesy?
Yeah, it's a delicate dance for sure. It definitely takes practice. You don't want to come across as overly salesy, but you also need to make it clear how your offerings can benefit your audience. One effective strategy is to focus on storytelling.
Storytelling. I usually associate that with like novels and movies, not marketing emails.
Yeah. But stories are powerful. Even in the marketing world, they can help us connect with people emotionally and make your messages more memorable. So for example, you can use customer testimonials to share real life examples of how your product or service solved a problem.
So you're adding that human element. It's not just transaction. It's making them feel like they're part of something bigger.
Exactly. Stories can really help bring your brand to life, make people feel something, and don't underestimate the power of humor. A well-placed joke or anecdote can make your messages more engaging.
Right, it makes people smile, and it leaves them with a more positive feeling about your brand. So we've talked about the words. Now, what about the visuals? What role do they play in all this?
Visuals are incredibly important. They grab attention, convey information quickly, and evoke emotions. In the world of automation, where you're competing for attention in crowded inboxes, visuals can really make your messages stand out.
Right. It's the difference between a plain text email and one with beautiful images and graphics.
Exactly. Visuals make your messages more appealing, and they help you tell your story more effectively. And a well-chosen image or video can often convey more than words ever could.
Yeah, a picture's worth a thousand words.
That's right.
But there are so many different visual formats out there. Are there specific types that work particularly well in this context?
The key is to choose high-quality visuals that are relevant to your message and your brand. Avoid those generic stock photos, right? Try to find unique, eye-catching images. Experiment with different formats, infographics, GIFs, even short videos can make your messages more dynamic.
So, it's about being creative, finding ways to capture attention, make your content stand out. So let's talk about a classic channel, email marketing. How does automation enhance that traditional channel?
Email is still a powerhouse, and automation can take it to a whole new level. Imagine a system that sends personalized messages at the perfect time, tailored to each subscriber's journey.
That sounds like a team of email ninjas working around the clock.
It's a good image. And one of the most effective techniques is using drip campaigns. Those sequences of emails that are sent automatically based on triggers or time intervals, they're incredibly effective for lead nurturing, onboarding new customers, just keeping people engaged.
So you're creating like a personalized roadmap for each subscriber, guiding them along their journey.
Exactly.
So how do you make sure that those drip campaigns are actually effective and don't just become another form of spam?
First, you need a clear goal for each campaign. Are you trying to nurture leads, promote a product, or just build brand awareness? And then map out the journey. Make sure each email provides value, whether it's educational content, exclusive offers, or personalized recommendations. And always offer a clear and easy way for people to opt out if they're not interested.
So you're respecting their time and their inbox while still providing that valuable content. But I imagine crafting those sequences can be quite complex.
It definitely requires planning and testing. Experiment with different subject lines, messaging, visuals, call to actions to see what resonates with your audience. Treat it like a science experiment.
I love that. Constantly testing and tweaking to find the winning formula. So we've talked a lot about nurturing leads, but what about attracting them in the first place? Lead generation. How does automation play a role there?
Lead generation is the lifeblood of any business, and automation can play a really vital role. One of the most effective strategies is using content marketing. So blog posts, ebooks, webinars, anything that attracts your target audience and encourages them to engage with your brand.
So you're drawing them in with valuable content, showing your expertise, addressing their pain points. So once you've captured their attention, how do you nurture them and turn them into customers?
That's where automation can really shine. Once someone interacts with your content, maybe they download an ebook or sign up for a webinar, you can use automation to guide them through the sales funnel. Imagine sending a personalized email series that provides more in-depth information, case studies, or even special offers.
It's like a personalized sales assistant
for
each lead, guiding them along.
Exactly.
But with so many touch points, how do you keep track of it all and make sure you're delivering the right message at the right time?
That's where automation tools become really invaluable. They can track each lead's progress through the funnel, allowing you to see what content they're engaging with, what pages they're visiting, where they might be getting stuck. And you can use this data to refine your messaging and ensure that you're providing the most relevant information at each stage.
It's like a marketing detective, piecing together the clues and optimizing the process for each individual lead. So it's not just email and content. What about social media? It seems like automation would be a good fit there.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Social media is another channel where automation can be incredibly effective.
I can see how it would be helpful for scheduling posts instead of being glued to your phone all day. You can just automate that.
Right.
And make sure you have a consistent presence. But what about engaging with people? Can you really automate that?
It can definitely play a role. You know, while you'll always want to maintain a genuine human presence, automation can help with tasks like monitoring mentions of your brand, responding to common questions, even identifying potential leads or influencers who might be interested in your products or services.
So it's like having a social media assistant working in the background, and then you can focus on like more strategic tasks and those conversations that really need that human touch.
What about customer support? Can you use automation there?
Absolutely. You know, think about those chatbots that we discussed. They can handle common questions and requests, allowing your human support team to focus on those more complex issues that require empathy and problem-solving skills.
So it's like having a frontline team of virtual assistants ready to help 24/7.
Exactly.
But I imagine there are times when a human touch is really needed. So how do you make sure that automation doesn't become a barrier between you and your customers? That's where thoughtful implementation and ongoing monitoring are key. You need to design your automated systems in a way that allows for seamless transitions to human support when necessary.
So it's like a hybrid approach, combining the efficiency of automation with the personal touch of human interaction.
Exactly. And I think it's also important to be mindful of the ethical considerations surrounding marketing automation.
Yeah, that's a really important point. Like any powerful tool, we need to make sure that we're using it responsibly. So what are some of the key ethical considerations that businesses should keep in mind?
Data privacy is paramount. We've touched on this a bit already, but it's worth reiterating. Be transparent about what data you're collecting, how you're using it. Give people control over their information, the ability to opt out if they choose. Don't bombard them with irrelevant messages or make promises that you can't keep. You know, it's about building trust and lasting relationships, not just chasing those quick conversions.
Right. It's about using automation as a force for good to make the customer experience better and build a brand that people really want to be a part of. But I'm sure there are also potential downsides, right? What are some pitfalls that businesses need to watch out for?
Of course, yeah. One challenge is the potential for over-reliance on automation, leading to a disconnect with your audience. You know, it's important to find that right balance. And remember that automation should enhance, not replace, human interaction.
Right. It's like relying too heavily on your GPS. You know, you might get to your destination faster, but you miss out on discovering those hidden gems along the way.
That's a great analogy. It's about finding that balance
between
efficiency and the human touch. And we'll dive deeper into these challenges and potential pitfalls in part three, where we'll also explore the future of marketing automation.
Okay, well, I can't wait. Okay, so we've really explored the power of marketing automation, but also some of the potential downsides, you know, things to watch out for. But now I'm really excited to kind of look ahead. What trends are shaping this landscape? What's on the horizon? What should businesses be paying attention to?
Well, one of the most exciting developments, I think, is the rise of these no-code or low-code automation platforms.
Yeah.
You know, these are really game changers, especially for smaller businesses or entrepreneurs who might not have, you know, coding expertise or a big budget to hire developers.
So you're saying, like, I could potentially build my own automations without having to, like, know how to code.
Exactly. You know, these platforms use these really visual interfaces with drag and drop features, pre-built templates. It's like building with Lego blocks instead of having to, like, write a complex instruction manual from scratch.
That's amazing. It really opens up automation to a lot more people. What other trends are you seeing out there?
We're also seeing a growing trend toward integrating automation with other marketing technologies. Imagine a world where, like, your email platform, your social media management tools, and your analytics dashboards all seamlessly talk to each other.
Right. So it's not all these separate things. It's like everything's working together.
Exactly. Creating this like unified marketing ecosystem where all your data is connected and your campaigns work together.
And speaking of interconnectedness, AI is also becoming increasingly intertwined with marketing automation.
Yeah, AI. Mm-hmm. We talked about it a little bit, but I feel like it's a big topic. How is it fundamentally changing the game?
Well, AI is bringing a level of intelligence and sophistication to marketing automation. That was just unimaginable a few years ago. Mm-hmm. You know, imagine systems that can predict what your customers want before they even know it themselves, or personalize content in real time based on their behavior.
That sounds like something out of like a sci-fi movie. It does, but these capabilities are becoming reality. Think about predictive analytics, right? AI can analyze massive amounts of data to identify patterns and anticipate future behavior so you can be proactive, address customer needs, and tailor your messaging.
So it's like a crystal ball. You can see what your customers are going to do next.
Pretty much, yeah.
But wouldn't that require like a ton of data?
It does. And that's where big data comes in. You know, companies are collecting more data than ever before. And AI algorithms are really the key to unlocking that potential.
So it's not just about collecting data. It's about making sense of it and using it intelligently.
Exactly. AI is the tool that allows us to do that. It's helping us move from this, like, one-size-fits-all approach to a world of hyper-personalization.
That sounds great from a customer perspective. But what about the human marketers, right? Are they being replaced by robots?
You know, I really believe that AI will augment our capabilities, not replace us entirely. You know, it frees us from those repetitive tasks, allowing us to focus on strategy, creativity, building those genuine relationships with our customers.
So instead of being replaced by robots, we're working alongside them.
Precisely. It's about finding the right balance and leveraging technology to its fullest potential while retaining that essential human element.
Okay, that's a good thought. Anything else that's kind of on the horizon that businesses should be thinking about?
The rise of voice search and visual search is also changing how people interact with information. Marketing automation platforms are adapting to these new behaviors, integrating features that optimize content for voice commands and image recognition. Imagine a system that can understand and respond to a voice command like, "Show me the best deals on hiking boots," or recognize a product in a photo and provide relevant purchase links.
It feels like we're stepping into the future.
We are.
You know, like technology is just anticipating our needs.
And then there's hyper-automation, which takes things to a whole other level. You know, it's about combining multiple technologies like AI, machine learning, robotic process automation to create these like intelligent workflows that can automate entire processes from lead generation to customer service.
So it's like automation on steroids.
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah.
And it really has the potential to revolutionize the way businesses operate, freeing up that human capital for higher level tasks and strategic decision making.
This is all very exciting, but it also feels like a lot to keep up with. What advice would you give to businesses that are just feeling a little overwhelmed by the pace of change?
You know, I think the most important thing is to stay curious and embrace a mindset of continuous learning. The world of marketing automation is constantly evolving, so be willing to experiment, adapt, and never stop learning.
So it's not about finding that perfect solution and just sticking with it forever. It's about being adaptable and being willing to like learn and grow along the way.
Exactly. And remember, at the end of the day, marketing automation is really about building those meaningful connections with your customers. Technology is a powerful tool, but it should always be used in service of creating a better experience for the people that you serve.
I think that's a great point to end on. Technology is a tool, and like any tool, it can be used for good or for bad, right? So it's up to us to make sure that we're using it wisely, ethically, to create a better future for our businesses and for our customers. So thank you for joining us on this deep dive into marketing automation. We hope you learned a lot, and we'll see you next time.